We're going to go ahead and get started, and we're going to pray, and then we're going to move into our teaching so that we can be caught up. Again, I want to thank you for your patience in this process. And so today, I feel like we need to pray for the children. And I will update you guys on Mom. We had a home health care specialist come in yesterday, and so based on everything, but I'll wait until maybe either before the teaching or just after the teaching. That way we have a few more people on. But I want us to go ahead and get started in prayer. But the children of the ministry have been on my heart really strong. And I know that when we start seeing breakthroughs in these kids, it's going to be a first fruit of what we're going to see in the nation. I feel like God is training us in this season. And as we press in on behalf of the ones we love so deeply, and that breakthrough comes, the anointing will be released to then pour out onto others. You know, when we overcome, we get the anointing. So, and I sense that so strongly, and I sense it's not that far off. And I'm always so relieved when the Lord starts putting that in my heart, that knowing that it's not far off. So with that, I want us to get started. Do I have a volunteer for Psalms 91 and Ephesians? Oh, come on now. Just one volunteer is always good.
I can't do it this morning because I have a new we have a new lady on our property, so I'm kind of dealing with things. But
okay.
I like John.
He's probably driving home from Man Prayer. I love that name, by the way. Man Prayer. So he's in the car.
Well, Man Prayer.
So do I have another volunteer?
Sure, I'll do it.
Thank you.
Father God, we thank you. Thank you for your mercies, Lord, that are new each and every morning. Father, we call upon your mercies, your grace, your loving kindness, Lord, today. We thank you, Father God, for your promises in Psalms 91, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father, we cover it well for Jesus. Father, under your wings in Psalms 91, the leadership, the staff, our family members, Father God, Joel's army and their families, Lord. We thank you as we come underneath Psalms 91 that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable, fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, who power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. For then he will deliver us from the snare of the fowler, from the deadly pestilence. Then he will cover us with his pinions, and under his wings shall we trust and find refuge. His truth, his faithfulness, our shield and a buckler. We shall not be afraid of the terror of night, nor the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalk in darkness, nor the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only spectators shall we be ourselves, inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High as we witness the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, the Most High our dwelling place, there shall no evil befall us, nor any plague or calamity come near our tent. For he will give his angels expressly charge over us to accompany, defend, and preserve us in all our ways of obedience and service. They shall bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We shall tread upon the lion, the adder, the young lion, and the serpent shall we trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness, trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him, no, never. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will he satisfy him and show him my salvation. As we come, Father God, to in Ephesians 6, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, that we put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy-armed soldier with God's supplies, that we may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies, the deceits of the devil. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending with only physical opponents, Father God, but against powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. We therefore put on God's complete armor, that we may be able to resist and stand our ground on the evil day of danger. And having done all, the crisis demands to stand firmly in our place. Stand therefore, hold our ground, having tightened the belt of truth around our loins, and putting on the breastplate of integrity and moral rectitude and right standing with God, and having shod our feet in preparation to face the enemy with the firm-footed stability and promptness and the readiness produced by the good news of the gospel of peace. Lift up over all the covering shield of saving faith upon which we can quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one. And we take the helmet of salvation, the sword that the Spirit wields, which is the Word of God. We pray at all times, on every occasion, and every season in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entry. To that end, keep alert, watch with strong purpose and perseverance, interceding in behalf of all the saints, God's consecrated people. Thank you, God. Praise God. The Doroshi dot about the day, did it day, did it day, Doroshi dot about the day, did it. So that at the Dorabot did it day, did it day, Doroshi.
Yes,
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, thank you, Father God. I thank you. I thank you, Father God. I thank you. In the name of Shita Rekota, Tarekita. Father God. And that ever a papa paka, for the children of this ministry, Lord God. I thank you for the children, not just of this ministry, but the children, Lord God, across the globe. I thank you, Father God, for each of their lives. I thank you, Father, for the struggle. I thank you, Lord God, that as parents, as grandparents, we have the privilege of praying for those who are struggling, Lord God. We have the privilege of praying and pressing in on their behalf, Lord God, these precious little children. And I thank you that they will be the first fruits for what is to come, the release, the breakthrough, Lord God, as the enemy has sought to steal our youth through autism, to steal our youth, Lord God, through illness, to steal our youth, Father God, as the enemy has sought to steal our youth, we are going to get the breakthrough in Jesus' name. And this will not only be in this ministry, but it will ripple across the globe. And Father God, I pray for all the children that do not have that prayer covering, that do not have praying parents and grandparents. We just expand a covering upon them, Lord God. All the children, Lord God, that have been entrapped in human trafficking, Father God, whether we're trapped in our mind or trapped in our bodies, Father God, I pray for those children. I pray for those children. I pray that you begin to give them hope and that the day will come that you will set these children free and they will have a place to go, Lord God, into a place of safety, into the arms of safety, Lord God, and refuge. And you will bring forth your healing power into their lives. Even now, begin to raise up a network, Lord God, a place of refuge for these children to go. The children are so heavy on my heart right now, Lord God. The children are so heavy. And Lord God, have mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord God. Lord, I'm reminded of the video I just watched of Trump and a little boy, and the little boy wanted to hug him, and Trump saw him out of the corner of his eye. You know, he wasn't looking at him, so the little boy didn't. He just kind of moved in and moved out, and Trump realized it, and he wrapped his arms around him, and then he released him a little bit, and then he wrapped his arms around him again, and he kissed him on his forehead, Lord God. And you're playing that back in my mind right now, and I see, Father God, I see that this man has been placed in office to cover the children, to be a covering of the children and bring forth a release from the hold, the bondage of human trafficking. Father God, I thank you that you are going to clean out
Washington,
and bring forth people who will come alongside them, and that they will stand together shoulder to shoulder and bring forth breakthroughs in the realm of human trafficking, that there will be laws put into place, that we got to clean out Washington of all of those who are engaged in it themselves, Lord God. But we will begin at the top to bring forth a cleansing of this nation. And I see this covering that you are granting as a result of this president. I thank you, Father God, that you put this within him, this mantle, to bring forth freedom to these children. Oh, Father God. Father God, bring forth a breakthrough for these children. Bring forth your breakthrough.
Thank you, Jesus.
For these children.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, I pray. This is we pray for the children in our ministry, those that need healing, those that need healing in terms of physical, those who need healing in terms of autism, those who need healing in terms of emotional.
Yes.
They are all brought into you, Lord God, under the covering of the Almighty. And I ask for a breakthrough in their lives.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Let your breakthrough come. And the children, Lord God, let your breakthrough come. So many times words have been spoken about children releasing the things of God. Releasing the things of God. And we've seen it, Lord God. I've seen it in Adrian's son and little John. I've seen it in Dylan. I've seen it in Adam's children, Lord God. Almost a preservation that's been taking place so that they can release the things of God in the appointed time.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Let your breakthroughs come, Lord God. Let your breakthroughs come. Let your breakthroughs come.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let your breakthrough come.
Thank you, Jesus.
So that the chains upon the children would be broken in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father.
The chains would be broken. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a prophetic breakthrough, Lord. A prophetic breakthrough, not just for these children, but for the many children. Lord, a breakthrough for the many. Lord, it's a new day. Thank you, Lord. A breakthrough, Lord, that would be widespread. A breakthrough, Lord, that would bring about miraculous healings, miraculous interventions, Lord Jesus. That there would be a something like a wave across the country, Lord, that children would be swept up into this wave and be made whole, and that it would be a testimony, Lord, that it would be a sign, that it would be means, Lord, for many to wake up and to see that the Lord God is God of heaven and earth. Thank you, Father, that there would be revival, Lord, across the land, Lord, that there would be miracles taking place, Lord, every day in different places, Father. Thank you, Lord, for
the
new thing, Lord. Thank you for birthing this new thing, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Wonder it's not just a hope. It's not just a longing, Lord, but it's a coming to fruition, Lord. Thank you for the fruition, Lord, of all the prayers of the mothers and grandmothers and the fathers, Lord, children. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. A momentum, Lord, a breaking through, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for revival, Lord. Thank you for revival, Lord. Healing comes with revival, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Move among the youth, Lord Jesus. And move among the youth, Lord. That they are called, are called to be your children, O Lord. That you're calling them to yourself, Lord. That you're birthing something in them, Lord, that would spread, Lord, to many, many years. Those that are healed, those that are healed, they would become voices of yours,
Lord.
For you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Give testimony to say, look what the Lord did for me. He is the God, God of yesterday, today, and forever. Always the same. He is the healer. He can change your life too. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you raised them up, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you've called them for such a time as this, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that it's a privilege. It's an opportunity, Lord, that there has been sowing, that there has been seeding, that there has been nurturing, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that there has been persevering and overcoming with the parents, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you're causing it to everything to be redeemable. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, that it's not suffering without a purpose, Lord, but if there's a purpose, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the redeeming. Thank you for the salvation, Lord. Thank you that healing is part of the salvation work, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, we're not just living the partial anymore. We're not going to live in the partial. We're not going to just take the partial into the completeness, Lord, for us, Lord, for our children. Children, Lord, they don't have the faith oftentimes. They don't have the knowledge or the understanding, Lord Jesus. So Lord, they're unspoiled, Lord. Come in your mercy, come in your power, come in your resurrection life, Lord Jesus. Your healing, Lord. Come in that breakthrough. Thank you for breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. All that the enemy is meant for evil, that you turn it and use it for good, Lord. That you cause it to be like a tsunami, oh Lord Jesus. Among the youth, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord Jesus. No one will be able to be silent. No one will be able to just say, oh, that's okay, and this is, oh, that's a good thing, but there will be an excitement, Lord. There'll be a raising up. There'll be awakening, Lord, all across the country. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. Let your kingdom come on the earth, Lord, just as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Establish your purposes in the earth in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. That's the key. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Oh Lord, we come before you and cry out for breakthrough.
Yes,
we cry out for breakthrough.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, come!
Trapped in human trafficking. The cry of the other children are trapped in sickness. Oh Lord, come. Oh Lord, come. Oh Lord, come. Come, oh God. Come, oh God.
Thank you.
I feel like very strongly that a big breakthrough is coming in terms of human trafficking. And while we were praying, as we were finishing up, I saw Jesus home and be with children. Like, be with them. And I don't, I saw him go and kneel down with them and put his arms around them. And it was almost like a divine rescue was taking place. And so, but I believe that there is a breakthrough coming in terms of human trafficking, and we need to pray it through. We're going to need to pray it through, so we'll probably pray on this more on the staff line, and John, I'll talk to you about the corporate line, because I believe that there's a barrier we're about to push over in terms of human trafficking, another barrier, a breakthrough. And we're just going to have to pray it through. We're going to have to pray it across the line. So, yes.
When we were praying, I don't know how to describe this, but it was me, but it wasn't me. And I felt like as I was lying there, it was like God was putting a protective cover over the children. It was like a covering of a mother or father that would protect their little one. And I don't remember the scriptures, but he said, though your mother and father forsake you, I will not. The whole thing, but like I will bring you in like a I wish I could remember the scripture, but it was like I was lying over the whole world. It was like a covering that was going to be given to these children.
Wow.
I don't mean to.
It makes sense, because that's what I was sensing when he came in and he was with them. Like, I saw him with them with his arm around them. He was there. He was.
Yeah.
I saw him with them. So. Hold
on. Oh. Hello.
Hi, Ricky. Adrian.
Yes.
I have confirmation for what you just said as well. When we were praying, I felt a word came that said, "Let the indictments come."
Ooh.
That was the first thing. Let the indictments come.
Amen.
And then afterwards, amen. I felt words came, "Let justice comes on the head of the human traffickers."
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And I saw a little girl who was very dirty, but she looked up and she saw someone had this big smile for them, and she ran towards them. So it's like she was running to safety. Someone had found her. She was free.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your promises. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for the anointing that breaks the bondage. Thank you for the intercession and the tears that you grant us to pray on behalf of those not capable of praying for themselves in this hour. Thank you, Lord God, for your promises. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're so merciful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, as we prepare to study your word, I ask that you bring forth the revelation. Just like when we're in prayer, when we're in the word, you bring forth your revelation and you strengthen us. You encourage us. You give us wisdom. You give us deeper understanding of the battles we're facing. You bring forth the deliverance through prayer and through the study of the word. And I pray, Lord God, as we spend the next few minutes in your word, you will bring forth divine revelation and insight into our lives. Arm us, Lord God, arm us with what we need to fight these battles. Arm us, Lord God, with what we need. I thank you, Father God. I thank you. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Spirit, come to attention to receive of your word, Lord God. In your precious and holy name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This morning I want to talk about the heavenly places, and we've been talking about them now for a few weeks. The heavenly realm. This is where we battle. And when we can come to a place of really grasping that, of really understanding that, and it takes an understanding of the Word of God. It takes a maturation of an intercessor to really come to the place where we understand what we're doing in the spirit realm. You know, we do it in the beginning of our Christian walk. We pray, and we were just talking about this the other day, Mom and John and I, about the, and many of you probably remember this, but the various plans of prayer, you know, to get an hour a day of prayer in. And one was accordance to the Lord's Prayer, you know, and how we pray for God's will to be done. We pray for forgiveness. We forgive others. We pray for our families, and how each verse in the Lord's Prayer can be applied and used in our daily prayer. And, you know, eventually the idea is to grow enough that your prayer will not be so much by what you're thinking with your head, but what God is driving in your heart. So there's lots of plans. Will you not tarry with me 1 hour? There's lots of different programs out there, but with all the goal of getting people to pray. But understanding the power of prayer takes maturity. Understanding where we war takes maturity. It takes understanding the Word of God. It takes stepping into the realms that we didn't understand before, often by faith. In fact, when we enter into a life of an intercessor, I remember when I became an intercessor. It was up here in Seattle, to be honest with you. We had a GOE up here. It was a long, 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 long time ago. It was early 2000s. And we had a GOE up here, and it was at a church that was kind of up on a hill. And I remember that every time I walked in and we were praying and repenting over the atrocities done
to the Native Americans. And I remember every time I walked into the service, I wept. My eyes were so swollen every day. I could hardly open them. They were so swollen every day. I would cry all day long. I'd wake up the next day, my eyes all puffy, and, you know, try to put my makeup on, which is really funny when your eyes are swollen, and then go back in, cry it all off, and I would repeat it. And I thought, I can't keep going in there because all I do is cry. I remember at one point, literally being under the registration desk. You know, registration was done, but the intensity of what was going on inside of me was so great, and I didn't understand it. The anointing had come over me, and I didn't understand what was happening to me. And I remember coming out from underneath, out from the service, and going underneath the registration desk because the anguish I was experiencing was so deep, so great, it felt like it would rip me in two. And I had to leave the room for it to stop. And I was underneath that registration desk. It was just a table. And Bobby and Becky Habby, they were with us at the time, and they came out, and Becky was out, and Tori. They came out, and they were just with me because they saw the agony I was in. It emanated from me. And I didn't know if it was something going on with me, you know, like an emotional healing, if I was trying to work through some trauma. I didn't, and you'd think, well, isn't Nita Johnson your mom? You know, shouldn't you understand what it means to be an intercessor? Well, you know, I had been raising children, and I, you know, I knew the Lord. I was teaching Bible studies. I was, you know, I knew God. I knew about prayer, but I didn't know yet about intercession. I didn't understand intercession to the level that I understand it today. And I remember on the last day, I didn't even want to go in to the service because what it was taking me through without me really understanding it, it was almost traumatic for me. But I see now that God had placed a mantle to fight in the heavenly realms upon me that day. And while it took a while for him to grow me up to understand what took place, I see the beauty of what he did. You think, well, didn't you just say you were traumatized? Yeah, I was. But God knew what it would take. He knew my personality. He knew how hard it was for me to really tap into that level of emotion. And, you know, I had family, I had joy, I had all of that. But to really grieve and weep like that was something that was hard for me. And it's almost like he had to force it on me. Because my own walls were resisting it. Mom could be the intercessor. And I'll do the registration. I'll do some teaching. And I'll let her do the weeping. And, you know, of course, God had other plans. I love the warfare part. The warfare is one of my favorite parts. You know, you get up and you're on your feet and you're doing prophetic acts and you're warring and you're coming against the enemy. But I didn't understand then the importance of the weeping. The weeping, the repentance,
laying the groundwork before you do the warfare. And in God's grace, completely God's grace, I was covered in that season of time. Because even though I didn't understand that, he allowed me to be a part of something to teach me very important lessons that I would carry with me over the course of the next many years. Each time I would come to a gathering, the Lord would give me another piece, another lesson, another layer, another precept, whatever you want to call it. He would give me another part of what I needed to understand. He was trying to teach me experientially what it means to engage in the heavenly places. Paul talks about the heavenly places in Ephesians. Ephesians 1, 3, and 20. This refers to the impact of heaven's influence on the particular situation or person. That's the heavenly places. Ephesians 1, 3, and 20 refers to the abode of God and the angels. Ephesians 2, 6, 8 through 10, and 6, 12 refer to the lower heavens, the heaven of the clouds. These are the high places. This is where we wrestle against principalities and powers. This is where we wrestle against the rulers of darkness of this world. This is where spiritual wickedness resides. This is where we battle. This is where we war. This is where we fight against atrocities like what was done to the Native Americans in this nation, what was done to the African Americans in this nation, what was done to the Asian Americans in this nation, and what has been done to the children in this nation year after year, decade after decade, century after century. This is where we war, the heavenly places. And there is a process we must engage in to effectively war in the heavenly places. Now, God granted me the permission to learn this the way I did because he knew what I needed. He knew that I needed him to really slam me with intercession. One of the people that has taught me the most about intercession is Adrian. Probably doesn't realize that. But because of the way he gives into the Spirit so quickly, when the anointing comes on him, the weeping comes on him, he gives in. He doesn't worry about the words that started to come. He presses in and lets the tears flow. He presses in. He stays in tune in the heavenly realm. When it's time to pray, he's kept himself, his vessel, available to the flow of the Holy Spirit. And the first time I heard him do this, it was on the corporate line. I was on the corporate line, and he was praying. And he started to pray, and he barely got three or four words out, and he went into weeping. And it was a weeping that dropped me to my knees. I literally fell to my knees and began to weep. It was uncontrollable weeping. It's like when I went into the Seattle GOE and wept and wept and wept. It was uncontrollable weeping. And the Lord was trying to teach me, I need you to stay in the heavenly places. I need you to keep your vessel, your spirit connected with me in such a way that if I need you to go to your knees and weep it out, you can do it. You're available to me. We like to war. Ricky means strong leader, warrior.
We like to war. I love to war. But the most powerful warfare we can ever do is on our knees, weeping, letting the Spirit flow through us, letting His tears, His heartache come and bring forth a cleansing of the land. What we do after, it's exciting. We're all up on our feet. We're all warring. I love it in the GUE. Everybody's all up front. We got 400 or 500 people, and they all want to be around the stage because they want to be engaged in the prophetic acts. They want to be engaged in the warfare. But it takes all week long with us weeping across the room, weeping, letting our vessels be used by the Lord God to weep out His heartache over the atrocities done, the innocent bloodshed, the innocent being harmed, for us to step into the place of authority to battle out and battle through the final warfare, the greatest warfare. Is accomplished in our tears. The greatest warfare is accomplished in our tears. When we step into that realm of weeping, of engaging in the Spirit, we come above the heavenly realm and into, above the earthly realm and into the heavenly sphere. This is the warring zone. And if you guys were in front of me right now, you would see me raising my hands, different levels. We have the earthly realm. We have the heavenly realm. And then there's the highest realm where God abides. But this heavenly realm is where He is calling us to engage. He's calling us to prepare ourselves. He's calling us to allow Him to strip us of the earthly realm, that we might effectively engage in the heavenly realm. When we first come to the Lord, we have so much of the earthly realm on us. It is only by His grace and the blood of Christ that we enter His presence. Because there's just so much of the earthly realm on us. As we allow Him to refine us, to cleanse us, to purify us, to teach us, to train us, to strengthen us, as we allow Him to strip us of the earthly realm and put on the heavenly character traits, the fruits of the Spirit, the godly traits that differentiate us from the world, from the earthly realm. As we allow Him to transform us, we rise up into a place where we can war in the heavenly realm and be effective. Not just effective, but protected when we come out of it. These are the last days that we're in. We really are. That's why the warfare is so hard, so heavy. That's why the divide between the earthly and the heavenly is getting so much wider. That's why God is calling us out of the world and into Him. Because He's needing us to grow up in God and allow Him to use us as a vessel. When we were in prayer this morning, I saw breakthroughs coming in terms of human trafficking. I saw it. I saw it. It was almost as though darkness was being pushed away and light was taking its place. That is high-level warfare. High-level warfare. And what did we do? We wept and we wept and we wept. The highest and purest form of warfare is to weep. Identificational repentance. Our hearts breaking for those who are suffering. There is a profound strength in this. It's not of ourselves. It's certainly not something we can stir up or generate ourselves. But we can submit to Him and allow Him to prepare us for it. We are being called into higher levels of warfare, and things will be picking up. Things will be picking up because breakthroughs are going to start happening, and I see it, and I see it. It's almost like a domino effect. I see this moving much quicker. And it's necessary to free the children. It's so necessary to free these children that are being held captive in human trafficking. But He's calling us. He's calling us further and further away from the world. Closer and closer into His bosom. That we might be a vessel used for His purposes. We war in the heavenly realm. The work that Christ did here when He walked in this earth and lived a pure life, facing all that we face, He lived a pure life. The work He did on the cross gave us the opportunity to step into where we're stepping now, into this place, in Him, where He can truly engage in relationship with us, truly do this refining work in us, purify us, bring us into a life of the Spirit instead of a life of the flesh. It takes a pressing. It takes a diligence. It doesn't happen overnight. This is where He's calling us to walk, to live in the realm of the work of the Spirit. This morning when I was in prayer and when I was studying, I saw the heavenly realm. I could see it. When Satan fell, he was sent out of the godly abode. And the demons that went with him, the angels that went with him, they were sent out of the godly abode into this heavenly realm. And I saw the power that they function in up here. And the only way we can step into that heavenly realm and become who God is calling us to become
is to allow him to do the refining. Allow him to bring us into a place where we abide in Christ. There's an authority that one needs to abide in this area and to function in this area without being harmed. We've talked about it in the gatherings. We've talked about the importance of not trying to engage these high-level principalities at home. And people have. And they've been hit physically because of it. But the work God is bringing us to, that's why the work of the gatherings is so important. Because we come together and we dedicate 5 days to weeping before God. Before principalities are dealt with. It takes that to step into a realm that principality can be broken off an area. The importance of it, the significance of it, the power that's granted. It's not something that we wield like, you know, we've gone through boot camp now, so now we get our weapons, so now we can go out and fire whenever we want. It doesn't function that way. When you operate in the heavenly realm, we have to stay low. We have to stay humble. We have to rely, completely rely on the Lord to guide us, to direct us. We have to completely rely on Him to cover us and protect us. We have to completely rely on Him for every step that we take. It's the only way to stay covered. To be an intercessor, to be a prophetic intercessor, to war in the heavenly realm, requires a full dependence on the Lord. We've been grafted into Him. Grafted into the vine, and we've studied that in our covenant study. We have been grafted in to the vine. We studied it in Romans 2. We have been grafted in to the vine. That means we become a part of it. He becomes a part of us. He is the vine. His blood flows through our blood. Our heartbeat should beat with His. His thoughts should be our thoughts. Our function should be under His command. It's a sobering thought when you consider tackling something as big as human trafficking, knowing you cannot do it in and of yourself. You have to be wholly dependent on the Lord God. It's humbling. I'm having a hard time finding the words for it because it is, I feel the pressing on my heart in relation to this. I feel it. It's not something that we step out in our flesh to do. We have to wait upon Him. He receives the glory. He receives the honor. We are merely the vessel that's made ourselves ready for His use. He's drawing us in deeper and deeper in that level. He's drawing us into that place. Last night on the corporate call, I felt this drawing in deeper and deeper and deeper into him. He's preparing us for the battle. And I felt the heaviness, the seriousness of that battle. It's critical. And right now, he's preparing us for it. We do not do this for ourselves. We do this for others. The Lord has put Trump in office, and he is raising a standard of righteousness. The Lord has engaged his intercessors because the intercessors are going to pray it through. And that righteousness that's going to rise up, there is a wall of it coming forth. It's going to bring the freedom. It's going to break the chains that are off our children. Not just those in human trafficking, but those that are trapped in the system of the world. Their minds are trapped in the system of the world. They're being raised to be drones in the country. Mindless. Drones submitting to the enemy, rebelling against God. But the breakthrough is coming. We'll break the chains off of them and bring them forth to victory. There is a hold on the youth of our nation. And those chains are about to be broken. And if we will press through, if we will continue doing what we're doing, if we will continue allowing God to refine us, if we will continue pressing into his word, continue. Ephesians is about warfare in the heavenly realm, understanding the principalities, understanding what we're dealing with. Understanding the deception that's in the earth, understanding the deception that's in the church, understanding the bondages that our youth are in, and bringing forth the breakthrough in Christ. Breakthrough is coming in the name of Jesus. It's coming. I see it rolling out. It's coming.
Amen.
It's coming. It's a cloud of righteousness going to sweep across our land. And we're going to see, it's going to be like, you can just picture it in a movie, and everybody is in this absolute mind control. Absolute mind control. And when the machine stops, when it gets shut off, everybody's awakened. Their minds are awakened. That's the level of breakthrough we're going to see. We just have to press into it. We've got to let him do this deep, deep, deep work in us, separating us from the world, bringing us into a place where we can war in the heavenly places, abide with him. Be willing to weep at the drop of a hat because his spirit said, now, now, now is the time. Your words don't matter. My spirit does. And let my spirit flow through you and weep because now the weeping brings forth a breakthrough. Submitting to him in this. I can't tell you how important it is. I can't tell you how significant it will be in the days ahead. I can't tell you. It's like I don't have the capacity for the words. How significant this will be. Press in. I know you can say, well, I am. Well, let's press in harder.
There's not enough pressing in. That's the point. We need to press in every day like the lives of our children depend on it. Until we enter heaven's gates ourselves, we've got to press, 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 press. The day you think you've arrived is the day you've taken 10 steps back. Press in, press in, press in. That's where he's calling us. Press in. Press into him. Because the real work, all that really matters, is what will take place in the heavenly realm. Heavenly Father, I just lay this at your feet. I lay this at your feet. I lay it all at your feet. Give us the grace. Give us the understanding. Fill in the gaps where I am lacking. But bring forth the revelation and the understanding of what you want to do and what you need us to do. That we might engage and push this battle across the finish line. Oh, Father God. Please. Take us there. Open up our hearts, our minds, our spirits to understand the depth, the significance here of what you're calling us to do, where you're calling us to walk. Give us the grace, that grace to press in. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. Release it, Lord. In your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.